This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
As I'm sure you've heard, the International Fleet Review is on this weekend in Sydney. Now, earlier in the week, we talked naval history with journalist Mike Colton. But what's life like in the Navy in 2013? Richard Quadrio is a chaplain in the Royal Australian Navy. I should also let you know that he was my pastor for many years, so forgive me if I am a bit overly familiar, but lovely to speak with you again, Richard.
Nice to talk to you, Katrina, and your listeners.
Yeah. Now, Richard, you had a wonderful church in Sydney's northern suburbs, and you abandoned us to become a Navy chaplain. Why would you do such a thing?
Someone said it was a midlife crisis, but I told them I was way too old for that. No, it was just an opportunity and a challenge to do something a bit different. The Lord calls us to different seasons and different places at different times, and serving as a chaplain in the ADF is just a great opportunity to be sort of out there amongst the people.
Yeah, and as a civilian, how have you adjusted to the rigours of life in the Navy? Is it what you expected?
Yes, I guess it is. It's been challenging. I had to do sort of the basic officer training, which was a bit of a challenge. It was really a course designed for 20-year-old maritime warfare officers, not 52-year-old chaplains, but I survived, and no, it's been good. I'm probably a bit more disciplined than I used to be, which is a good thing, so.
And what does your job as a Navy chaplain involve?
We offer a lot of pastoral care to sailors and their families. We do various religious services, some formal services like Anzac Day and commemoration things, but also when you're at sea, we have Sunday at Sea, so have church services at sea. So we do pastoral work, we do running various services and things. We also teach some courses in the Navy, naval values, suicide awareness, those sort of things. Mm. And then we also get called on from time to time to give advice to command on moral issues. Mm. And particularly in an operational sense, chaplains are called on by command to just provide some overview and advice from a moral point of view.
What a great opportunity.
It is a great opportunity. It's a very strange job because you sort of have no formal responsibility. I'm not a leader in any way, if that makes sense. I have no formal part of command, but I'm free to just minister to people and love them in the Lord Jesus. And so, yeah, it's good.
Now, you mentioned that you do services at sea. Have you been to sea yet?
Yeah, I have, and I've taken a couple of services at sea, which was an interesting experience. I was on HMS Tobruk last year, and we conducted a couple of services, and it was just, there's no chapel or anything. It was just held in the sailor's mess in a busy part of the ship. But we had about 25 people come along to those services, and yeah, it was very interesting, very, very unusual place for church, but God is everywhere and can be worshipped anywhere we are.
Yeah. What's it like out at sea?
Well, good, bad and ugly. If it's a nice calm day and the weather's beautiful, it's very pleasant. If it's sea state 5 and it's windy and it's howling, it's rough. I haven't been seasick yet, which I'm very grateful for. But when the weather gets bad enough, they say there's two sorts of people, those who are seasick and those who lie.
You said sea state 5. Is that Navy talk for bad weather?
Yeah, that's pretty bad, yes.
So what are some of the challenges that the sailors face?
Well, it's a challenging job. One of the challenges, of course, sailors face is being away from home and their families. Mm. You can still be on deployment now for 6 to 9 months, which is a long time to be away from your family.
Sure is.
So that's a big challenge. Also, living in cramped quarters, not being able to get off the ship. Even though you don't work 24 hours a day, you're at work 24 hours a day when you're at sea, and often working 12 hours a day. Depending on their routine. So, yeah, it's very challenging in many ways. But it's also very rewarding and different every day and good too. So
how open are the sailors to having spiritual input into their lives?
What I find as a chaplain is the best opportunities to talk about spiritual things come at the least expected moment. And I was, during my training, for example, we were on the rifle range learning to fire a weapon, and one group were firing and our group was waiting with earmuffs on because it was loud. And as we were waiting there, one of my colleagues, one of the other training officers, said to me, "Padre, do you really believe in the doctrine of original sin?" And here we had this great discussion on a rifle range with earmuffs on. And so my experience is that the opportunities come when you least expect it. And in an environment that is looking at issues of life and death and trauma and those sort of things, strangely, the issues come up more regularly than I saw it. Oh, look, yesterday I was at the dentist, and the dentist you know, grew up in a church and wanted to talk about church and things. So, you know, it happens when the Lord's ready.
That's awesome. I'm catching up with Navy Chaplain Richard Quadrio, ahead of the International Fleet Review. Now, Richard, what's your involvement going to be in the Fleet Review? Will you be on one of the ships sailing into Sydney Harbour?
No, unfortunately, I haven't got one of those gigs. That's a bit of a blow. But actually, funnily enough, I'm actually doing a wedding at HMAS Watson in the middle of the Fleet Review. Tomorrow.
Memorable wedding.
Yeah, in fact, apparently, I've just read a memo saying that we've got to be careful to do it in between helicopter takeoffs. So it will be a memorable wedding. But no, I'm not coming on a ship, but we'll be involved in providing pastoral care and chaplaincy for people over the weekend, particularly on the days the bases are open to the public. So we'll be wandering around greeting people and providing pastoral care. And we'll also be available if there's anything goes wrong. I mean, there's challenges with a lot of sailors in town, so we'll be available for that as well. So
this fleet review thing, Richard, is it going to be good?
It's going to be huge, Katrina. I mean, people get excited on Australia Day when there's a ferry boat race between six ferries. But on Sydney Harbour on this coming weekend, there's going to be 38, I think is the latest count, warships, and also 16 tall ships. And countries from all over the world have sent ships, and it's going to be absolutely spectacular. So I think it's I hope that people get out on the harbour and have a look.
And what does this event mean to the sailors, Richard? Is there quite a sense of pride and excitement about it?
I think so. You've got to try and remember that 100 years ago, when the young nation of Australia, only a few years old after Federation, still very much part of Britain, when in 1913 this event happened, which we're commemorating over the International Fleet Review, these ships sailed into Sydney Harbour, which were the first Navy ships that Australia owned. It was in many ways the statement that we were beginning as a nation on our own. We couldn't rely on the British anymore. And within just a few years of that event in 1913, our ships were at war and our country was at war. So it is a big deal, I think, for the Navy to celebrate that this weekend in the International Fleet Review. And I think it's a nice thing for sailors and officers to have the opportunity to have what they do reflected publicly, and people can appreciate it, sir.
In a sense, it's an acknowledgement of their sacrifice, isn't it?
It is. And look, there's a lot of people that work in the armed forces who, they don't work 9 to 5, they don't work normal jobs, they don't get weekends off, they're often away from families. And it is a nice opportunity. I marched this year in Anzac Day for the first time, which was a very strange experience. And what surprised me was the people lined the streets and applauded and congratulated the members who were marching. And one of the things that's happening in the Fleet Review is the Wednesday after the weekend, there's a big march in the city where all the sailors from all the different ships and the Royal Australian Navy will be marching through the city. And that'll give an opportunity for people to greet people and acknowledge what they do, sir.
That's great. Well, thanks so much for sharing your experiences today, Richard.
My pleasure.
That's Navy Chaplain Richard Quadrio talking about life in the Navy ahead of the International Fleet Review this weekend. Now, the tall ships are entering Sydney Harbour today at 11 a.m. and the warships should arrive tomorrow.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.